I think one of the key things about turning 50 is communication is very key. You have to be transparent. You have to be honest, open and honest.
Yes.
Because if you're going to lie about one thing, then you're going to continue to lie about other things. Mm-hmm. And that honesty, because if you love a person, that person will change because you love them. You know, if I force her to change, then she's not who she really would be for me.
Right.
She only become the person that I want her to be. So I think communication is key.
And not who I really am. So with communication as well, that I learned when we were in counseling, is that I would get upset when I would think that Roderick should know to do something, right? And he wouldn't do it. So I would be so mad. Like, why didn't he wash those clothes? I sorted them out, left them in the laundry room, and they're still there. So my counselor was like, do you think he's a mind reader? I'm like, no. She said, well, why do you think that he should know that? If you didn't tell him or ask him, like, hey, babe, I sorted out the clothes. Can you wash them? So we have to remember, just because
you're with a person for that length of time.
We do something
right
that they expect for we expect for them to know what to do in a situation.
Right.
If we haven't communicated that, even if we have an issue, something is bothering you, it's so important to open up your mouth and say, hey, I didn't like that. I didn't appreciate that, or you shouldn't have done that. But if you walking around the house mad, angry, and stop speaking, that can cause issues in your relationship.
Well, that'll turn to a speed bump, because most of the time people get upset with one another. They don't want to communicate what he should have known or she should have known.
Right.
You know, that's the importance of when you first meet a person. And I know our parents meant well, but they always tell you, put your best foot forward when you meet somebody. I didn't really like that teaching, because when you put your best foot forward, especially in a relationship, me personally, I don't think that's the real you. I want to see the real you. I want to see you when you, not at your worst, but what it's like when the makeup is off, when the bills aren't paid, when things aren't right. I want to see you, because that's the person I'm going to wake up to every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But but nowadays, people don't want to do that. They want to put that best foot forward in them. They get into a serious relationship. Then the first thing they say is, but you know what? That's not how when I first met you, you had this, you had that. You said this, you said that. That's because they put that best foot forward.
Right.
And so it's very important to just be open and honest. Like, hey, what you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. Because I know when I met Roger, I was like, let me tell you something. I don't earn. I don't cook every day.
True story.
And I remember the first time I had used the bathroom. So in my house growing up, my kids, we just would use the bathroom with the door open, and I had to go.
Appreciate you, Tommy.
I'm very regular. So I sat on that toilet with that door open. He was like, is that what you thought? I closed the door. What?
Blew me away. Blew me away.
Just be yourself.
Now that's open. You know what I'm saying? That's open. That's open. Oh my God.
Yes.
It's half the truth. The whole, come on.
Oh my
God.
Here we go.
Yes. Half the truth.
We're going to have him on that show.
You know what?
You know what?
We're going to bring you back with that one right there.
You back with that one, most definitely.
Absolutely. I'm going to just sit there for a while.
With Alana.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. We gonna have y'all on. We gonna have y'all on, because
that's a good one, Donald. Because you know we could take a whole day with that one. So we're not gonna even expand on that one. We're gonna keep going about communication.
I'm trying to unmute you.
He's trying.
I think you did.
What?
Your mic.
See? Can you hear? Can y'all hear me?
Unmuted. You got it muted, babe.
So,
I think he.
Whatever. I don't know why Roger trying to mute me.
Come on. See, that's what I'm talking about. He says you meet the representative in the beginning. Exactly.
Exactly.
And I want to meet you, because when that representative is no longer there, then you have some serious issues to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't fault the person. You got to fault yourself and look back and say, you know what? Was I the real me? But most people don't want to admit that. You know what I'm saying? And it comes back from that putting your best foot forward. I get it. You want to make an impression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at some point, you just have to say, hey, this is me.
This is me.
And another thing also that I like to talk about is the fact that sometimes we take power naps, because when you get to be a certain age, you got to take that power nap. And yeah, I think it's important in a relationship.
Well, we're not talking about that right now.
Okay,
we're
fine.
Talking about relationships. We ain't talking about that. He must be tired.
No, not at all.
Old people.
No, see.
But anyway, back to relationships. Communication. Do anybody got
what are things that you think? What are some of the things that you believe?
Stop cutting me off.
No, I'm asking
a question. You on this line.
See, this, we're going to have this coming. You know what? I'm not going to go there with you. I'm not going to go there with you. Because I feel that not only is communication key, but I think being totally honest about, you know, how you feel about certain situations.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because if a person can't, if you can't really communicate how you genuinely feel, because I got to be able to let you know how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because
absolutely,
your how you feel is valid. And right, if I say to you, you know, if a person says something, if I say something to you more than once, then it's in me like, okay, I wouldn't brush it off. Right. Because my thing is this. If she says something to me that even if I feel, okay, just in my thinking, like, okay, yeah, she did make mention of that. But if she brings it back, but if you bring it back up,
right,
let me stop and take note. Like, okay, you know what? This is an issue and we need to address that. Like when people do things such as infidelity that you and I talked about earlier, this week, like if someone commits adultery on the other one and the one that is wounded, it may take them a year. It may take them 2 years because there is no time limit per se on healing. And the person that did the transgression, when that person lash out to that person who was the offender, they get offended. Like, it's been 2 years and you still talking about that?
Right.
You know, but you don't realize that because when we're young, we make these foolish decisions. And even sometimes in our latter years, we make foolish decisions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's very important that, hey, if there's an issue in the bedroom or whatever those things are, you know, you should be able to communicate that and say, hey, listen, before I, you know, do something foolish or say something foolish, you know, let me just explain to you, express to you how I feel, because this is what I'm feeling, you know?
And it could remember when we first met and you was like, I'm that check engine light.
Yes.
If I tell you something is wrong, I'm that check engine light. And I expect you to
service that, but look at the light.
Look at the light.
Because it's an indicator.
Fix it.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you love that person, you're willing to fix it.
Yes.
You're willing to go above and beyond and say, hey, this is something that's on her heart. Even if you think it's stupid, like that is so dumb. But that is just something that she's lacking or that he's lacking in the relationship. Mm. And then when those things are not addressed, sometimes people go out and find it somewhere else.
Right.
That's if you don't have that person, that spouse that's like considering what you're saying, considering your feelings.
Right.
But you know, we gotta, every relationship is different, but it's just good to always be able to talk to your spouse without it being an argument. Because I'm not coming to you, you know, to argue. I'm coming to you because this is how I feel.
Right.
I'm coming to you, like not too long ago, remember I told you, I said, babe, we don't do nothing.
Right.
So we date each other still once a week.
Absolutely.
But our dates was just being on the couch watching movies on and off. I'm like, hey, you know, our date nights is pretty boring here.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, oh, all right, I got it. So, you know.
Because what you won't do,
somebody else will.
That's right.
You heard me.
And that don't go just one way. Hey, come on now. That don't go just one way. That go two ways. You know Amen. What I'm saying? And Amen. You have to be honest with yourself, though. Before we shift the blame on that spouse or that mate or that significant other. Well, you know what? Well, he should have known or she should have known or whatever the case is. You have to own up and say, you know what? Did I fall off? Because what you do,
that's right,
what you do in the beginning, you know, you have to do during. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's important.
Very important. That's why you don't come into a relationship doing all these things or saying all these things, knowing that that's not you. So that's why I go in really, when I went in this relationship, I was like, listen, this is because that came with growth though, y'all. It just didn't, like, when I was 16, hey, and I started dating, this happened. You know, it came right. with growth because I learned over the years what I would start, dudes would expect for you to finish. And I'm like, doing that. So I had to come forth and, you know, come to the forefront, like, listen, that's not what I'm doing.
Right.
But what is Miss Porterfield saying?
Say it louder, Miss Haran.
No, she says, my husband says that I'm beautifully. Oh my goodness, Roger is brutally honest, y'all, for real. Roger got here, boys. Good boy. Babe, I got here, boys. Look at
hey, that's great. If I got him, hey, I'm just saying, hey, if I got him, Royce, I'm like, hey, look, can you check this out right there?
So
nothing is off because this is my soulmate. You know what I'm saying? This mm-hmm. is the person that I should be. I can be transparent. I can be ugly. You know what I'm saying? And you said something earlier about lack. That's the one thing among many other things about being totally close and being totally open and honest and transparent with your significant other. Areas where I lack, people won't see that because you will cover me in that area. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. You know, that if she lacks something, hey, babe, listen, whatever. Let me get you together. I don't want you to go out there or, you know, whatever the case is. And so my thing is cover your partner. And one thing mm-hmm. else that I learned from being younger, that when we have issues within our relationship or our marriages or whatnot, mm-hmm. we tell friends and we tell other people. And then when y'all try to get back together, it don't work mm-hmm. because now they judging your significant other off what you said about them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not unless that person is really hurting you physically or mentally or emotionally and you just trying to get out that relationship, then yeah, by all means, get out of that. Let somebody know to help you, know, because if not, if it's just something that y'all can get over, you have to use your better judgment. Like, hey, you know what? Yes. Is this something that I need to convey with somebody? I'm in an unhealthy relationship. You know what I'm saying? If it's unhealthy, get out. If that person is really not trying to change for the better.
That's right.
You know, but
nobody deserves to be in an abusive relationship. Yes, that's not right.
Not the way you beat me, though.
There's some good men out here.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
My sons is some good men.
Absolutely.
All about us on ball. but just unhealthy. Mm-mm. If they don't want to communicate and it's always the argument, seek counseling. And even if counseling doesn't work, you know, maybe, I don't know.
No.
Y'all need to.
They got to want it. You know what I'm saying? Counseling is key.
I don't want to be like, leave. But good. Like, I saw the podcast and they told me to leave you if counseling didn't work. No, but seriously.
If he's putting your hands on you, you know what I'm saying? If he's not treating you how you know you should be treated,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Why are you there?
That's right there. Man, we could be on this podcast for days. But the thing is, counseling, like my husband said, you have to want that.
You got to not only want it,
you got to use the tools that they give you in counseling. Because when we went to counseling, it wasn't for him. It was truly for me.
Hold on, say it again.
But he did it for me.
Because I love
it. Because I had so many walls up, y'all. And he was so honest about things. I said, he's lying. And he was. So the thing was, when I would go in there, that lady would tear me apart, guys. Like, she would just rip me apart. And I used to be like, her old self, she just wants you. But then I would remember, because this is my second marriage. And I remember from my first marriage, how my first husband would say similar things. Like, you talk to me like I'm your son. You talking to me like a child. And so I had to take that teaching that I learned from counseling, say, okay, check yourself. I also had to learn that being in a marriage, your spouse comes before your children. And I wasn't having that in my first marriage. Like, it's me and my kids, you know, then you. But the kids will grow up, y'all, and then you'll be sitting there all alone.
Now, right? when she says before her children, not in caring, you know what I'm saying, as far as like their needs.
Yeah.
But when we talk about, because there was a.
You have to go biblical with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because.
Right.
With your spouse and if y'all are married, y'all understand, you'll know, like, oh, she's always putting these kids before me. See, right. Well, my first marriage, it was just like about me and my kids and where you get in, where you fit in. And so that was not right. But this time I learned to make my husband my focus.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Also to focus on my grown children that I love with all my heart.
So dear.
And also my grandbabies, right? So you just got to make time.
Prioritize.
And you got to prioritize and let him know.
Right.
Out of everything.
Right.
You're my main priority.
Right.
Because we in this together.
Right. And I have to learn how to share my wife. You know
oh,
what I'm
he
saying?
Had to learn how to share me because I don't stay in this house in the summertime in the spring. I'm out. And he was just like, you always don't. Yes, I am. You know, because I'm not the type of person that sits around and do anything. So he had to learn that he had to share me. And
you know, it's a lot to share. Right. Mm-hmm.
There you go, Roger.
Oh. I don't know what Roger's trying to do. It's different on mine. So I'm sorry.
Do anybody have questions? And yes, Donald, you got to keep the spark.
God for his husband.
Because if you don't keep that spark,
amen.
Man, you'll get so bored with one another and somebody else. Start looking so good to you. You know right. what I'm saying? So keep that spark, keep that fire burning always. Because my friend Helen, she taught me about dating your spouse. And Helen is here. Hi, Helen.
Let's get it.
Helen is the one who taught me a whole lot about relationships because I would always go to her. You need to find a person. You need to find that person that you could talk to and that's going to give you the truth.
Yes.
Not that person that's just
biased in your favor.
Amen.
And that's a real friend. Helen, you've been a real friend. Absolutely.
Yeah. And absolutely. So you can't just expect to go to somebody and they're always on your side. They got to be able to tell you the right, what's right and
what's going
wrong.
On, Helen.
And so my friend Helen is that person as far as like helping me grow. Her and my other friends as well, Wendy and Glennis,
yes.
They were very resourceful as well in, as far as relationships. But you just need to find that person that you can go to, you could talk to about things, and that's going to help you, you know, see things in a way that is the right way.
So I have a question with that being said. So what happens if you meet somebody when you're younger and then y'all grow? You know what I'm saying? And that person is stagnated. What are you doing next? And it's like, you know, she still want to go out and club and party. But when we met, that's what we were doing. You know what I'm saying? And some people, I did that when I was younger. But now that I'm in my 30s and my 40s, and especially when I hit 50, it's like, you know what? I don't want to do that. But they still want to go out and club. What would you suggest at that point? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's where.
Call your mama. Didn't I say I'm not a stuck counselor? No, but that's a good question.
Yes, we did that. Lestacia says they put romantic picnics in our living room. We did that one year during COVID, remember?
Man,
it was such a nice time.
The pandemic really
did a lot of things. Okay, so let me say this. I'm sorry.
So let's go back to that question you had. Y'all been together since y'all was young.
Has anybody ever experienced that?
That person still stuck here doing things.
They want to club, go out, and you know, do
I
what you.
I think that's when the conversation has to come in. Like, hey, we can't. We had a different time frame in our life,
right? Because what matter?
I see myself moving to a different rim of this relationship, right. But I see you still stuck here,
right?
So we need to talk about. How can we get you to move? I'm not trying to tell you can't do something that, you know, I no longer do.
Right.
But I would just expect for you to like, hey, slow it down a little bit, maybe. I don't know. Because, you know, we'd be like, what? That's how we used to be, blah, blah, blah. But
we're not that person.
We're not that person anymore. And sometimes the relationship ends on that note because you still doing this. But I've advanced to something else.
Right.
I want to, you know, I'm looking at long-term financial.
Right.
Investments. I'm looking for, okay, I'm ready to retire at 60. So
right.
It's just, you got to, Well, I really don't know. Maybe we should ask somebody. What y'all think?
Because I feel like sometimes people get older, but they never mentally mature. Mm-hmm. And that's a bigger portion in today, because now people are being led by, you know, what they see on reality TV. Ain't nothing wrong with getting the bag. Nothing wrong with getting the bag. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to demoralize yourself. You don't have to do those things that other people do, you know. But when I was younger, it was always about hips and lips and everything in between, you know. But as I begin to mature, it's like, okay, you know what? Hold on. What does she bring to the table? Not just financially, but mentally. You know what I'm saying? Do we have... Are we on the same wavelength? What are our conversations about? You know, you still talking about, you know, back when, and I'm talking about, you know, 401k, and you're talking about, you know, I don't know, something that's not even on that level. You're
that
talking about,
level.
You know, you want to, are you still talking about jobs? Because I'm on career moves at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about traveling, and you're talking about going, you know, to the club down the street or wherever, but.
To the mall. I'm talking about saving. You're talking about shopping.
Exactly.
But what we got in that savings, because there's nothing wrong with shopping.
No, nothing wrong with shopping.
Nothing wrong with shopping, but if you on a level where you trying to
advance to the next level about retirement, you got to, one of you got to be more mature and say,
and
hey, you know what,
that's most definitely
we got to put this money to the side, because the money is coming in now, because you can work 50, 60, 70 hours a week when you're
younger.
I'm
not trying to do that.
Yeah, but when you get older, trying to work all them hours. If I'm working at 65, 70, it's because I choose to.
That's right.
Not because I have to.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I get it. Sometimes things happen in people's lives where it forces them to go back to work.
Things happen,
You know, but I don't want it to be just out of negligence of just spending money on whatever we want to spend.
Not being mindful of how you're spending your money.
Exactly.
So my husband, for real, is the true... he is the one that is...
Here you go.
He is the one. So I'm the one. But actually, I've learned a lot. And that's another thing. Learn from your spouse. I've learned so much from my husband as far as spending-wise, because I used to just love to spend. But then my husband, he gets a calendar every month, and he's writing down every bill that is due that day or that week. And he would always tell me, look at the calendar. I don't need to look at it. I'm not doing that. So I thank God. I truly thank God for him. I thank God how
thank you.
He is very financial
savvy.
He don't play with the money. If I got to get my nails done, that's going to be written down on that calendar. Now, but I'm learning from him. And that's a blessing, because at first I would be like, I don't care about that. I don't need to know, but I need to know. I really do need to know. And I thank God for him and his.
That came from my grandfather.
Just his knowledge, y'all. My husband got so much knowledge and so much wisdom to be such a cub, because you know I'm a cougar.
You know,
but I thank him for just teaching me things that I just didn't care about.
That just came in time, and I think having a large responsibility, he just like me. Budget is my friend, absolutely.
He's the budget king.
They said she'd leave him right in 1999. You want to probably like it's 1999? I'm gonna leave you right there, because this train moving forward.
So that's what I wanted to say. But I didn't want to be, you know, mean or rude, but most definitely will leave you there. Because especially if you're not on my level where I'm trying to go, I can't keep being stuck in your mess.
Absolutely,
Julia. Yeah. What'd you say, Helen? It all depends on the person's character, and it's causing you depression or low self-esteem, esteem of any other mental health illness.
Yes.
Does the spouse flaws out of the way and good?
Questions to ask both parties.
Absolutely.
Because it's important. Yeah. That is important, you know, because budgeting is key. And when there's a lack of money, that causes stress mentally.
Yeah.
Physically, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say that finance is the number one thing that can destroy relationship.
Yeah,
but I say communication.
I say communication too.
I say communication, but finances is right there with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my birthday twin. You know what it is. Let's take a quick plan.
I'm Helen, the one that... He is your twin. He is just like you.
I am the one.
Girl, that budgeting, I'm like, whatever.
See, LaStacia says she's the one that, because in your relationship, you got one of y'all got to be savvy with the money. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody.
And you have to. Okay, so let me say this, and I agree with you, LaStacia. She says that I'm the one that budgets in our household. For
and
me,
Helen is the one that budgets in her household as well.
See, like, so like for me, it wouldn't matter to me. See, what's going on, Wendy? Wendy said that she budgets too.
Oh, that's good, Wendy. For me, Donald is he is the budgeter. And they family as well. So it's sometimes you have the man
that's
the one that's the one that's gonna
budget,
stay on the path of, hey, this is how much we spend in a month. And sometimes it's the woman. And it's not like, oh, she's taking control. No, it's that she has more
financial wisdom
than he does. And that's not making him less than a man. And that's not making her less than
absolutely
a woman. It's just, hey, that's
we're a team,
but we got to work this out, especially if we want to get somewhere.
And let me say this.
Better working 24/7.
Right.
And nobody trying to do that, man, because that on Fridays, I'm just like, let me think about getting my grandbabies. I don't know.
Yeah, don't have me and Helen get on that tip now. Stop that.
She's doing better.
You're doing better, Helen.
Yeah, but the high cost, like you said, Donald, of divorce is money.
It
because
is.
Because I don't want to be with nobody who's broke.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be with nobody broke.
Do that.
Right. I don't want to be with nobody broke. You got to have something to the... Okay.
Bring something to the table. So listen. We said we was going to be on here for 30 minutes.
Alana, I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry. Alana, listen, Donald, let me show you this right here.
Me,
hold on.
You and Donald got to get to this show together. But hey, Alana.
How you doing? So I was saying.
My husband pays, but I budget. Yeah, Wendy, and that's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, like we said, it's got to be somebody in that relationship that's going to budget. Because I'm the spinner and my husband is the budgeter.
Right.
So, Wendy, you are the budgeter and your husband might be the spinner like me. I'm not sure. I'm just saying.
Right.
But it's always got to be somebody in that relationship say, hey, this do.
Yeah.
Because if don't nobody say that, and that comes in with communication. Because if nobody's communicating within the budget, or what needs to be done, guess what?
It's going to be an issue. It's going to be a lot of points.
It's going to be an issue there.
Blaming each other. But you said it. No, but you didn't give me. And let me say this also.
It's written down right here because my husband makes sure he writes it down, take a picture, and he goes send it to me. He goes scratch off what was paid. And he goes tell me, don't transfer nothing out of this account because this is still pending. They haven't taken the money out yet. So people, communicate your finances.
Yes.
Communicate your monthly goals. Communicate your love to one another.
I'm trying,
communicate
bro.
Your issues to one another. Because once again, like I said,
yes, Donald,
I'm not a mind reader. He's not a mind reader.
Right.
My husband tells me when something is bothering him, like, hey, girl,
check engine light.
And so we have to learn how to not snap back when your spouse is telling you how they feel about certain things.
Mm.
Because popping off and snapping back, you never get the issue resolved. Talk to one another.
That's a powerful question. I'm sorry. Don't say, what 10 keys of marriage y'all think? 10 keys to marriage.
Didn't I say we only on here for 30 minutes, don't
we? Hey, listen. Ho. Hold on. Wait. Read that comment because I want to go back to something. Let me say this to the men. If there's men listening, I'm sure there are. Listen, we have to learn to set aside our pride or ego if our significant other makes more than we do. Now, here is one of the things that I find is more prevalent nowadays, and I get it. A lot of women come from, they were single, so they had to take on that role where they're the breadwinner, they pay all the bills, they call the shots. But when you ladies meet a man and say, hey, this is the person I want to be with, hopefully, prayerfully, you know that that person has the financial wisdom. He brings something to the table, meaning that if he lacks in the financial wisdom, that you won't take control and be like, well, I call the shots, I do this, I could do it without you. You know what I'm saying? Because I get it. Women have a strong mind. But when you meet that man, I'm not saying that you have to step down or you have to take the back seat. But there's a position for everything. There's God, there's Christ, you know, there's the Holy Spirit, there's man, there's woman, there's child. So everyone has their role to play in a relationship. I miss those days, Tanya.
For no reason. Girl, what had I told DSW and Macy Jess? Alana, I like that. Because the 10 keys Donald asks to marriage, Alana says, God, communication, trust, and most definitely friendship.
Yes.
Man, how you out here in a relationship and that's not your friend? Okay, how is that not your friend?
Yeah.
You
know what, Donald and Alana, and Lestacia, on our next episode, I would like to talk about those 10 keys.
I most definitely would like to talk about those 10 keys, Donald. Thank you for letting us
write that down, too. We're going to reach out to y'all, and I'm going to explain to you how we can have, because we can have up to 10 people here.
Yeah, we can have up to 10 people. And then we can also talk about people love languages, too.
That's
because
very important.
A lot of people be in relationships and don't even know what their spouse love language is.
Does everybody know their love language? Just let me see it in the comments right quick.
And then we gonna, I know
I don't know mine. No.
Physical touch, y'all. He just got to be touched.
I got to.
Words of affirmation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You like gift giving.
Okay. I like gift receiving.
That no.
I like receiving gifts.
Yes,
so,
I know.
So yes, most definitely, Alana, Donald, and the station. We most definitely gonna have y'all back next Monday.
Yes.
7 o'clock. And we're going to add y'all in. We're going to talk about those 10 keys. We're going to talk about, you know, what do you guys feel about the 10 things that we think is key to a relationship.
Now, granted, your 10 keys may
might
be different. Might
than
be
my
different.
10 keys.
And
everybody
we might can learn.
To write down their 10 keys.
Right. Write down your, she say mine's is gifts. You like giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Oh, love language is important, and some people don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some people don't know, and we gonna have the book.
She said, "I got
the book next Monday." And if y'all don't know, just look it up.
Look it up. Look it up.
Love language. Get the book. Read it. It's so good.
Yes. Yes.
It is. I learned a lot about my husband as far as love language.
Oh my God!
Because I didn't know, and I was 40 some years old. Because I'm this age don't mean that I should automatically know.
Acts of service. Okay, that's time.
Acts of service. And so just because I'm this age don't mean, oh, you should know what love language is. No, some people don't even know. Some people ain't even heard of that.
Right,
so
and it's okay.
It's quite all right.
It's okay.
And when you learn it, it's so good because it's like a different type of change in your relationship. Like, that's what you like. Well, that's what I'm going to do. Hopefully, that's what you'll do when you find out the love language for your person.
Mine's baking sweets for the sweets and cakes for the... Come on now.
Okay. So, listen. We don't want to keep y'all on here all night. We really enjoyed our first podcast with you guys.
Yes.
And Donna and Alana, go get ready. And
Lestacia
for next Monday.
Yes.
And then we going to have Wendy and her husband, Helen and her husband.
Yes. Yes.
And we're going to get with y'all and we're going to talk about some things because it's people out here that need help, y'all.
Yes. And this is the way to get it.
Some people are just depressed about being in a relationship. Some people stay in relationationships because they don't want to be by themselves.
Oh my God.
We're not here to counsel people. We're just here to show you.
Give you some advice.
Give you some advice and to show you that you deserve to be loved.
I'm going to add an extra 30 minutes. See, you know what? And that's the thing. Because when you get on topics and it's, you know, you're getting feedback and people are getting involved with that, you don't want to just cut it short.
Right.
But, however, Kathy, I forgot my point I was just going to make. So you know what?
Yeah. So like I said, we're not counselors, but we do have counselors that will be here to talk about some things. And y'all are more than welcome to into our inbox and...
I'm gonna inbox y'all too, the ones that we're gonna have you next week.
No, we got their phone number. We got to inbox them. So, if you have questions and if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, let us know because, like I said, some days we will have Helen on here and she is a certified counselor and she can you know, maybe assist you in some things or show you, tell you where to go or what to do and things that you can't figure out on your own. And you then went up in prayer and you still feel like you stuck. Yeah. It's help out here, y'all. You don't have to be in nothing that is making you unhappy, making you sad, and making you feel like this is it. You know?
Yeah.
It's real love out here. I would have never thought Roger Cameron was my husband.
Hey, but you see, I came through though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. We love y'all. Yeah, we thank y'all for so your much. Feedback. Yeah. And we're going to come back next Monday with 10 Keys to Marriage. Love and appreciate y'all. I'm your
Wendy,
host.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you, Helen.
Yes, love and appreciate y'all.
Lana, Donald, love y'all.
Stacia, okay. And everybody else.
All right. Amen.
Amen. See you till then. Be blessed.